We're going to continue in the talk of Tfilas Kelim. So, what was your shayla?
Well, supposing someone was there was no place to tovel the kelim.
So tell them to eat on plastic.
What?
You should eat on plastic.
You should eat on plastic? That's what they have to do.
Yeah, but what's he going to cook with? I don't know.
Could they go into a lake or to a...
What?
Could they go to some other body of water, like a lake or a...
That's a mikvah. So then
a lake is a mikvah?
A lake?
Yeah.
Depends. Natural, not natural. Is it rainwater? What is it exactly? A lot of these things are man-made.
Let's say it was a natural lake. Would that be a cave?
If it's a mikvah, it's a mikvah. If it's not, it's not.
If you make the lake, does it rain water?
It depends. Not necessarily, because often they're just recycling water.
Is a river kaelin?
Is a river a mikvah? A river is zoichlin. It's a shayla if it's a mikvah.
Really? And Rebbe feels that even though a canal enters into the Atlantic Ocean...
But it's not natural. It's not an ocean.
Even though it connects to the Atlantic Ocean...
I don't think it is anyway, but it's not. It's not the intercoastal. The intercoastal is. The intercoastal is, but not the canal is nothing. It's
man-made and it just stops.
It's man-made and not
both ends it stops.
If it would stop at both ends, it would be mutter. No, correct. Yeah, it's not connected to anything.
When it's rainwater, what's the problem if it goes into an area and stays there?
No, if it's rainwater and it stays there, it's fine. You have to check if it's staying there. If it's moving, it's not good. If it's rainwater. Unless it's an ocean. Because that mikveh
maim kai. If it's a lake, it's contained.
If it's rainwater, I understand. But if it was filled in with city water originally.
It comes from the ground. If it comes from the ground.
Okay, so you could go to the Atlantic Ocean and tumble something in the Atlantic Ocean.
It's too expensive to.
You can also go to the intercoastal. You don't have to go all the way to the ocean.
Because it connects to the
right.
So why would a canal be a problem?
Because canals move in water, and it's not in one place.
Is an ocean not good then?
The ocean is a pasuk in the Chumash, so it's a kasuk.
It's an exception to the rule.
It's an exception.
You can't apply the ocean to other things. That's just it's a carve out.
That's an exception because the pasuk calls it a mikvah. So therefore, we can't get out of it. So an ocean is okay. Anything connected to an ocean. A river is a shayla in the Gemara. I don't want to say anything about a river because I'm not sure. A canal, which is not natural water, and it's not in one place, is no good. Even if it's rainwater, but it's not in one place. It's moving. Now there are times in the calendar, if you look up somehow, if you get the information from the city, when they close the dams and they close it, it could be it's okay. But otherwise, it's no good. Now, one thing we left off last week is there any Indian? What? Right. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not sure I have an answer to that yet. But one thing we left off last week was the shayla, if I have kelim that I'm not planning on using for food, I bought them. Am I mechuyev to be tovel them right away? Is there an inyan of zrizin magdimim mitzvahs or not? So
that was telling whether you're going to
go. Is there a tali? What's the iser to use it? Okay. Now you're not planning on using. No, so not only that. So the question we really had was: let's say you bought something which is a food item, a food keli, and you're not planning on using it. It's in your closet. Is there a mitzvah to go be tovel it or not? But a subcategory of that is, let's say I want to use it in a way which is not mechuyev in tefila. So for example, I bought a brand new set of knives, and now I want to go open a new UPS package that came in. I want to use a knife, so I'm going to use the knife to open the UPS package. So I'm now using it, but I'm not using it for a use which is mechuyev in tefila. So the halacha is maisa, this sefer, and the sefer tefilas kelim. He brings down in Parak Aleph Ois Dalid. No, it's not Parak Aleph Ois Dalid. Somewhere else. But he brings down Taka a machlokes achronim on this. That the Prima Gadim holds that you're mechuyev to be tovel right away. But he claims, he says, he brings the list. I'm not so misspelled from his list, but he brings the list. And he says that the Roiv Achorinim hold not like that, and therefore, according to Roiv Achorinim, you only have to be toivel prior to your use. Before that, there's no Indian, you know, chiv to be toivel at all.
That is using it for the UPS package.
And therefore, using it for the UPS package is also okay, because it's only mechayiv in tefillah prior to the use that would be mechayiv tefillah. And the only type of use which is mechayiv tefillah is the use which is tashmishay suda. That's something to do with the suda. Okay. Fine, so that's the Gabi that child. Now let's go through one by one.
We're not passing out to Prima Gadim.
Right. Just an interesting Shiloh, yeah. Now others say it's Kedai anyway because you may forget. So it's always Kedai, first things first, it's to be Toivo. Otherwise you may forget and get carried away and whatever. Okay. Now, let's go through a few different types of Kalim and we'll see what happens. First of all, is there a disposable Kalim? Tin, aluminum foil can of tins. Okay? What's the halacha with those? So let's see what the shaila is. What's it depend on? So first of all, the idea that someone could say, well, I'm only using it once. So I'm only using it once. No. That's not a heter for a kli, which is chayiv and tevila. No, it's just like you buy a brand new pot. I can't get around to be toiling, but I'll use it just once. I'm just going to use it once. No. That's a real kli, and you're not allowed to use it at all prior to the tevila. Okay? But a kli which is made to be used only once as a disposable kli, even if it's made out of material which is chayiv and tevila, so a disposable aluminum pan would be such an example. So pashtus is that it's not chayiv and tevila. It's not chayiv to be nitzvah. Why? Because you're only planning on using it once. So the answer is because there's a few different ways to say it. One way is because it's not a kli, unless it's made to be used over and over again. Or you could say it's because it doesn't have a shame. It's not called a kli legavi tuma. It wouldn't be called a kli for any other halacha because it's oimid li zarek. Some say it's like bottle to the food. It's just like you hold it.
That it makes nafmina on the Torah. Because if Rebbe says, because it's a makabe tuma, so then let's say my intent is, even though it's not made to use more than once, okay, but I say it, but I use it 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And I want to eat it. But if it's tali and it's not made to use more than once,
bottle to the food or whatever.
But if you right. Right. So use it more than once,
right.
You would have to.
So according to some of these reasons, if you plan on reusing it, then it could be you would have to be tevil before the first use. Not just after the first use, because that was your machshava initially. And now Lemaisa, that's what a lot of people go with, that if you're going to reuse it. But there is a kula from Ramosha. Ramosha has a kula that says that it doesn't make a difference what your das is. The bottom line is it's not a chash of kli, and it's made to be disposable in the long run. Using it once, twice, it's not the point. It's only used as much as before you throw it out. But a regular kli, not throwing out at all. So therefore, once, twice doesn't make a difference. That's Rav Moshe Sfar. And Rav Elimelech Bluth, the Talmud of his, adds on another knach to this, that it could be that the first time you use it, when you bought it from the guy, it was only made to be used once. Now you're after you use it once, your das is to go use it again. Now you're making it into a kli. So it's a kli shenasai de Yisrael. That's what he wants to say. In other words, who made the kli? The non-Jew didn't make the kli because as far as the non-Jew is concerned, it was disposable. So what he made wasn't a kli.
Rebbe says it's not talmi machshava.
What?
Rebbe says it's not talmi machshava, so it makes a difference for us.
No, he's adding on another reason to be made according to Rav Moshe. So he's saying is that it's not made by the goy to be a kli. So you bought it, and it wasn't a kli as far as the goy was concerned. Then when you go ahead and decide that you want to reuse it, if at that point it becomes a kli, he wants to taina, the yid is making it into a kli. And therefore, it's not side Yisrael, so you don't need tefillah.
Furthermore, you don't know. Your intention may be used again if it's baked on or if it's cooked
up. Right, you may end up throwing it out. No, you're going to throw it out.
Well, therefore, it's not a real food.
Rabbi Left has a different approach. Rabbi Left.
He says what? If you're going to reuse it. Yeah.
Who says that? Doc, who says that? That you should...
Even once?
Tovo it?
I didn't read
it. He says that you should tovo
it?
But that's what appeared
to you. All I know is he went
a stringent approach, which is not surprising.
Right. Rabbi Left told us that you bend it down, it's no longer a kli, then you make it into a kli again. In other words, you destroy the kli and you make it into a kli.
He's saying you should do that.
That's a big chiddush. I'll explain why
that's
later.
That's what he said. He said you bend it down, you fold it over, it says no longer a kli, then you pick it up again, you make it into a kli.
I don't understand that sock, but maybe in 2 weeks I'll have a chance to find out.
That's what he said.
And then Rabbi,
unless it changes his mind since then, I don't know. Like,
and then Rabbi Shabbat is Nama Kabel Tumah, so then none of this is a non-starter. Because you don't have to come on to any of these conditions. It's not a Kabel Tumah, so it's not a...
Right, but unless... Right.
But who, well, so who holds that?
No, but that whole story is because a disposable kli is not Mekabel Tumah. But if your das is to keep it, then it will be Mekabel Tumah.
Yeah, your das is only to keep it if it will work out. Easily.
If it
the
works.
The moment it becomes soiled or you can't get the stuff off of it, you're going to crumple it up and throw it in the garbage. Therefore, by definition, it's not, you would, you know, a normal pot, you burn your pot, you're going to sit there and scrub it until the stuff comes out. It's just that simple. Therefore, it's not...
Yeah, but some people want to say, if you're going
to...
If you're going to get too carried away, and say, well, it's not a kli, then it could be you're not allowed to use those disposable things for Kiddush either. You're going to go to a...
Probably
shouldn't. Right, because you're going to go to Kiddush and say, Habor Pirachim was in, there's halacha, you have to use a kli for Kiddush. Right? So now you're going to say, but that's disposable. Were you toivel it? No. Okay, so it's a kli, not a kli. So it could be that if you're going to be makel on that, you may have to take that
disposable,
a valid, makes sense.
Not just from that standpoint.
So Rabbi, from
a covered for the
thing. What if you have a tinfoil pan, you know, good body, tinfoil pan, but what you do is you line it always, it's a tin pan, I mean, but you always line it with tinfoil, so
okay,
you can reuse it. So then does that mean that you're treating it as...
Even according to the Machmirim, you want to know, what about aligning something?
Even to Machmirim, because your das is to continuously use it.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I was going to talk about that later, but let's talk about it now. What about a kli where it's made to touch the food? Let's say you have a toaster oven. So someone called me today as I was preparing the shir. He calls me up and he says, does a grate for a barbecue, a grill, need tevila? So it's so funny you asked me that because I'm preparing the shir right now. So I said it does because it touches the food directly. So a mash ain't cane, a grate.
Don't you put a foil over?
On a barbecue, on a grill?
You put steaks right on top.
But on an oven, a rack on an oven would not need tevila for more than one reason, but primarily because you don't put food directly on it either. It's always in a pan in the oven. You don't put food directly on the grill, on the grate. With what?
But I would disagree with you. If it wasn't for the fact, I really wouldn't disagree.
Which point?
Well, you remember they said, what's in the restaurant? How do you decide what's necessary? Well, the reason is if it's necessary to hold the food, so you need a bowl to hold the soup, but you don't need a bowl to hold it. It's a similar type of thing. The grill has big holes. Therefore, it's only used for specific types of food. It's not... You can't serve off of it.
You're saying it's not a kli, it's just part of the oven, basically.
Correct.
So it could be you could say that, but...
Did he say that about the barbecue?
The grill and the barbecue.
Nobody toils the oven. No, the oven I'm not talking about. The oven, so that's where I draw the line. I agree with what you're saying as far as the oven's concerned. But as far as a grill, there I could hear an argument saying, no, that's like a portable thing. It's like a kli. And that this is the pan, essentially. Because you don't want to put it directly on the grill. Okay, so that's the shiloh there. Same thing goes with a toaster oven rack. Same thing. A toaster oven, you put food directly in there. And therefore, could be you should be talking about the toaster oven racks. Okay, now what happens if you have something which is chayv in tefillah, but you decide, you know what, I don't want to get it dirty, or I don't have a chance to be tovel it. So I'm going to go ahead and line it with tin foil, with aluminum foil, and by lining with aluminum foil, now the food is not touching it anymore. So is that okay?
Do you ever intend to have it touch it?
Yeah. But right now, is this called? I can't get around to it, and therefore I'm not going to. Or even if you don't, never intend to. But this is the way you always. So the halacha is that that's meaningless. Bottom line is that it's made to use food. It's made to use food. I try to be consistent.
People usually throw it out, and you don't.
Right, bottle title also called them. It's not made to have aluminum foil. So you put it on. It's, however, Rav Shlomo Zalman does say a kli which is made to be used with something else inside of it, that taka does not need tevila. So for example, and he gives his examples, let's say the thing in Eretz Yisrael with the milk, with the bags, and that you have that thing that you put the bag in, that holder, so that doesn't need tefillah because it's just made to hold the kli which holds the milk, right? Right, right. But you have the upper, you know, that's an example. Or let's say you have something which always you cook with a bag. Now not just you cook with a bag, but you know, it's made to be cooked with a bag. It's not made to get dirty and all that.
Therefore,
it's not considered touching the food, and therefore that taka maybe will be put in tefillah. The fact that you, Lamaisa, put foil in it doesn't make a difference. So for that, I think would address your question. It wouldn't be malo murid. If you take whatever the halach, however you treat the tin foil, right? What?
It wouldn't change it.
How does that relate to toaster oven?
No, so the toaster oven, let's say you're not toivel the rack, but you want to put foil on top of the rack, so you put your piece of bread on top of the foil, that wouldn't get you out of tefillah.
If you do shas and tzchak, there's no place around to be totally, you know, just temporarily?
No. I mean, if shas and tzchak, you can rely on isvar, maybe. And maybe it's not chayiv because it's part of the oven, whatever. You know, there are those that say that. I personally don't say that, but say if you have no choice, you have no choice, you know, maybe. But basically, putting on the foil is not my own mind. Okay? Now, okay. Now, let's move on. Okay, so that's talks about foil, reusing it, if you ask us to use it a few times, you know, what's the halacha, and cover. Now, what about, let's talk a little bit about what's considered a tzarech achila. What's considered something which is used for food. So, obviously anything which is used to prepare the food or eat the food is chayv in tefillah. What about something which is used in the step before actually preparing the food? Okay, so for example, a rolling pin. A rolling pin you use to prepare the dough, but at the time you finish with the rolling pin, you still don't have food. So it's used at the point where... It's used at the point in the process where the food is still not ready. What?
Like a can opener.
No, the rolling pins are usually wood.
That metal ones.
Right. Better example would be blades for a mixer.
Well, that could be the end product.
What could be the end product?
Because you're cutting up vegetables.
You're making bread. No.
Egg beater thing. Yeah. Right, then it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a batter thing?
Yeah, a batter thing.
Right, to prepare a batter. Someone you use to prepare a batter, like for pancakes, like that type of thing. Right. So someone which is used to prepare a batter of some sort, or what's it called? This is a big machlokes, by the way, what you just said. In the matzah bakeries, if they should have a wooden rolling pin or a metal rolling pin. Because the wooden ones have a lot of cracks.
They use metal. It's a good rock.
So the cracks, you can get dough in there. And the dough could be sitting there for hours. You can get a chametz dick. And then that dough could get back into the chametz, into the matzah. So in the old days, it used to be like that between runs or whatever, they would sand down. Yeah, they would sand down the matzah, the rolling pins. But now they just use metal. The metal, a lot of people don't like, for a different reason, because the metal gets hot. You know, the metal will get friction, it'll get hot, and then once you introduce heat, it becomes chametz much faster. So the question, which one is better to use? You know, this is the old question regarding what you just said before. Ceramic. It's not that bad idea.
Machine.
What? Machine. So, okay, and another case is the sakin shel shchita. Sakin shel shchita, a shchita knife. When do you use it? You use it to cut the animal, okay, but before the animal is ready to be eaten. Okay, so something which is used only in the process where it's not made.
Food.
Okay, at the point where the food is ready, it's always used before. For example, some say even a coffee grinder. You have a coffee grinder. You put the coffee beans, it makes the coffee, right? Now, you're not eating the coffee. The coffee's not ready to make coffee with it. But is the coffee grinder that you put the beans in chayv in tevila? Because it's food. It's a kli which is made to be used with food before the food is in its final process, in the final stage. Right? You hear the shayla? I'm getting a lot of blank stares over here.
What?
So it's a good shayla, the coffee grinder, yeah? So there's a mechaber in the Ramah says like this: Sakin shel shchita, yesh misha oimer shein tzarich tefila, v'yesh cholkin. It's a machlokes on the sakin shel shchita. V'toyv l'toyv loy b'loy bracha. So therefore, you should toyv without a bracha because it's a machlokes. So the sakin shel shchita is a machlokes. However. Then he goes on.
Why should that be a bigger machlokes? Why is that more machlokes than the metal for the egg pan?
Okay, but listen. Then he goes ahead and says, but har barzelim shemisaknin bohem amatzois. Apparently they use barzel. So the barzel that they use to prepare the matzah, the dough, einam tzrichim tvila. Period. It says, you're not mechuyev in tvila. So here it sounds like in the Ramah that as far as the sakin shel shchita it's a machlokes, but the rolling pin is not a machlokes. For sure doesn't need. So the question is, what's going on in the Ramah? What's the difference between the sakin shel shchita and the rolling pin? This is the shaila. So there's three approaches. One is the Vilna Goin, and the Vilna Goin says there is no difference, and he meant it's totally the same machlokes as before. That's what Goin seems to learn. Okay, but the Shach says no. There's a difference between the shechita knife and the rolling pin. So the rolling pin cannot be used for anything else. It can't be used for anything else. Oh, except if your older son got a hold of it and he's about to hit the younger son. So, but basically there's no use for the rolling pin. So the I'm talking from experience. You're saying
no. You're saying you cut vegetables.
Mashenk in the sakin shel shchita could be used for other things. Okay, so since it could be used for other things, so therefore that's the reason. In other words, that was the pshat in the machmir. Now the it's very unclear exactly what does the shach mean. It could be your das is to use it for other things. It's possible to use for other things. People do use it for other things because the goyin asks on the shach. It's not true. It's a mafurshik gemara on Shabbos that a sakin shel shchita is muktzah because no one uses it for anything else. It's a gemara on Shabbos. So fact the goyin, what's the shach saying? You use it for other things. No one uses a sakin shel shchita.
Very upset.
Yeah, forget use it for other things. They don't even let you look at it. Right. It's muktzah. It's muktzah on Shabbos. You want to prepare a salad. You can't. So it's very unclear what the shach meant. Did he mean because it's roi to be used for other things? So the goyin says you don't go by roi. You go by what people do. So unless we're talking about a case that the guy actually did use it for other things, that's weird. I mean, what's that case? Okay. So therefore, the shach's mahalach is a little bit, but this would be a big nafumina. So according to the shach, this heter would be pretty much. For example, you have chicken scissors. So what's the purpose of chicken scissors? You use them to cut raw. It's like if you want to cut pieces of chicken, like chicken
shears. It'll cut through the bone and it'll cut. It's a very sharp scissor. To clean your chicken, you cut through your shears.
Right? So it's a chayv and tefila. So you'll tell me, well, it depends on the shayla. According to the... It seems to me like it's like a sakin shel shchita, and it could be used for other things. Yes, you can use it for anything. You can use it for the, we actually do use it for the chicken after it's cut. Also, sometimes afterwards, no, but it's made to be used for the chicken before. So according to the shach, to the shach's mahalach, it would be subject to the sakin shel shchita shayla, and you would have to, and it would be tovel b'loy bracha. Okay. Now there's other mahalachim how to answer this stira. It's not coming to my head. No, what?
The scissors is not muksa.
No.
So it's not really like the sakin shel shchita. It's a little different too.
Right, that's the point. You mean even the goyim would agree over here?
Why isn't the scissor muksa?
You use it to cut food. It's made to cut food.
But it's not so you cut uncooked food.
No, you can cut it. No.
You cut any food.
No, take chicken comes out of the oven. You cut it before.
I see.
You roast the whole chicken.
When it's already cooked, you can
Yeah. So it is useful to
cut.
So they want to say something different. The Aruch HaShulchan and others, they want to say the difference between the rolling pin and the Sakhi Shal Shechita is that the rolling pin, even in its stage, is not really doing anything. Like similar to the bowl spar, it's not really accomplishing anything. You could do it with your hands if you wanted to. It's not really a chashuv. It's not really helping you that much in the process. You need a kli for that. So therefore, the only reason that one would be machmer on something which is made earlier in the process is if the end result needs this kli.
Like a rotisserie, a metal rotisserie thing. So there you would say, because you need it.
But that stays in there until it's cooked, so it's different anyway.
So the
second shechita is adding
use. So therefore, for the end.
It's like a pot. Well, I put all the food in it when it's raw. Yeah, but it's there until it's cooked. Right? They do talk about, what about a pot that you only cook things a third par baked in it or whatever? That doesn't matter. That doesn't count. Okay? So Mashenkin, so something which is necessary for the end result, that taka your chayiv in tefillah, at least maybe even with a bracha, but for sure without a bracha. But according to that, chicken says it would not be chayiv. You don't really need them. It's just convenience. So it could be that chicken scissors would not be chayiv according to that. So the bottom line is with the chicken scissors, if you always personally use it for afterwards, I would say that maybe you're chayiv even with a bracha. But if you basically use it for before and sometimes you'll use it after or whatever, then that's mamash like the sakin of shechita according to the shach, they would be toivah without a bracha. Okay? Now, That's that whole shaila. This is a few things. Let's say a meat grinder. We don't have these things anymore. But they have these like fish grinders.
Butchers.
People make their own filter fish. You know, and these type of things.
Butchers use them.
Kitchen have Starter hamburger, ground meat.
Yeah, butchers make ground beef.
Lots of people have.
Huh?
It's a KitchenAid add-on.
Oh yeah. Right, so I don't know if that's any other secondary use.
It even comes with a sausage maker.
With someone that doesn't have... So does that...
The kids put their homework.
What? So no, I'm saying I don't know if that has any secondary use. It has no secondary use for anything which is cooked, right? There's nothing else you can use. So... And it's not like completely necessary. It's very possible it's potter and tefillah, that thing. I definitely would say b'tevel without a bracha, just because, you know, this halach is not klar exactly, you know, because but it would seem to say is that maybe, since it's not a chashav part of the process, and it has no secondary use, could be it's potter and tefillah altogether, because it's completely made. So you're saying that piece, right?
Yeah. Well, this one is, but there's air metal.
You
can do it for all kinds of things. You can grind nuts with it. Make it do...
Oh, so it has a secondary use for maybe ready-made food. Mashed potatoes?
No, it doesn't. It can make nuts. It can make... It
has to be harder. Like raw potatoes. You can't do
that. I've never seen
that. I think most people don't chop nuts for that.
It's made for meat and fish. That's what it's made for.
You can do it. It's unusual use for it.
So it's fish and meat, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so then it's raw. So that would, I think, fall into this halacha that you're potter and tefillah on that. Okay? Unless you're making sushi, but then we're going to get back to the whole sushi issue, and we're not going to...
Definitely would never
make sushi comes that.
No.
Rebbe comes full circle.
Right. If you're going to make sushi with that, you know, then that's definitely not Olo Shulchan Malachim. It's going to everybody, and you're definitely potter.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that probably you're potter and guns. Yeah. Okay.
What about, like, you think that you
would
potter, but it's, like, electric?
Okay, so electric we're going to talk about. Okay, so I'm just going to go with the flow this week. So let's talk about electric. I was going to talk about it later.
Said, something that's plugged in, many look at it as...
Okay,
So your toaster, the toaster, for example, would be the Hector if you only need to use
Let's talk about electrical appliances. Small electrical appliances, yeah. So, but not everyone goes with that. Not everyone goes with that. Okay, good. So the electrical appliances are theoretically should be chayiv in tevila, assuming they're metal and all that. Okay, they're metal and therefore pashtus, they're chayiv in tevila. Now, the problem with, for example, an urn, a hot water urn. So the first thing you see when you open the urn and you're about to get it ready is do not immerse in water. That's like the first instructions that you'll see inside that thing.
Yep.
So now it's an electrical thing, and now I'm talking about things which, why shouldn't you immerse it in water? Because the water is going to get inside some of the electrical wires, and then when you plug it in, it's going to. Now, okay. First, let's discuss: are you chayiv in tefillah or not chayiv in tefillah? And the answer is kipshutai, is that the kli is a kli that cooks up water, it should be chayiv in tefillah. Why not? Now, there is a tshuva. That's why I was meant. There is a tshuva from the Chelkas Yankas, which is a Reish. So he has, first of all, he lived in Switzerland. So for a person who lived in Switzerland, he came up with an Amor Dika Eitza. It's a great Eitza. How a person can be toivol an electrical appliance. He said, the halacha is that snow is a good mikvah. So therefore, shovel out some, make a little hole in the snow, put the whole thing in the snow, and take it out, and you're toivol it. Because snow, mem saw of snow, is a mikvah. And it won't get wet inside.
Because the snow is not getting on.
The snow is not getting, yeah, that's the whole point.
So go
into the front, go into the 2 feet of snow, throw it in, and take it out, and you're good.
First of all, it'll still get wet.
What?
It'll still get wet.
It's not seeping all over the place, you know, whatever.
But you have to get the snow. You have to get the snow on the inside too.
What?
Right? You have to throw a pot in, not get snow on the inside.
First of all, love Dafka. Second, even if you fill up the whole thing with snow, nothing's gonna happen to it.
I'm saying, but it's like it tells you to put snow.
I don't think you have to. It's in the water. This is a big shiloh, Hichos Tefillah, exactly. You're in the water, Elias.
And that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to help. Yeah, you have to have memso of snow. It's a great chop, though. Okay? So the, that's one thing he wants to say. But then, this is in the Chalkas Yankiv Simen Mem, or Chaim, Yordea Simen Mem Aleph in the new print. Then he said, what? Yeah, memso, whatever it is.
No, he's saying is once he melts the snow. It has volume.
Yes, it needs to be more, you mean? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know how to measure. Right, so I don't know the answer to that question. I have to see the answer to that. But this was actually very Negea. They had a whole shtickle lately. This is not old. Which one?
If you fill up a mikvah with
glass,
and
let it melt, the water levels will be lower than the snow.
Right, the snow is much less compact. Yeah, the water is much less compact. This was actually, by the way, this is a big shiloh. This was a huge issue. There was a city in a place that didn't rain. In Arizona. It didn't rain. It didn't rain for months. And they built a new mikvah, and it was a disaster. They couldn't fill it. So one of the eitzes that they were figuring out was that you can go to take a snow. Take snow.
Arizona?
No, go up north. Go up north. Fill up with a kli, which is not makabel tuma. Like, take a plank of wood. Pile up the snow on the plank of wood. Bring it over in a freezer truck, and then pour it into the mikvah and let it melt. That was the way to bring it over. Because in water, it's impossible because it's in a kli. A kli already makes it possible for a mikvah. But if it has to be on a flat surface, so you can fill up the snow on the flat surface. That's pretty much. This is Rav Schechter's Eitza. Rav Herschel Schechter came up with this Eitza from the thing.
They do that, really?
What?
They do that,
Leah? No.
I don't know what they did, but. Now, one of the other heterim that Rav Reish says is that, like you said, is a kli which is plugged in is considered mechubar lekarka. It's considered part of the ground, and since it's made part of the ground, it's not considered a kli. There are those that rely on this heter from Rav Reish, but I know from experience and from what other people then also do is you just tovel it, and you tovel it, and you let it dry out for like 3-4 days or more, and then you use it, and nothing happens. Because the whole problem is, now this is only by some kalim, okay? But the more modern stuff, this doesn't work for them. Because the modern stuff, they have electronic chips.
So the OU has on their website for the Cruelly, so they tell you they're doing down, I forget from which. Remember, it must be mentioned, but I forget which post they also have. They say they don't need to tell the Cruelly because it's plugged in, as opposed to going to liquid and having the Cruelly busters who.
Yeah.
Right.
The other way
so again, it's not necessary to do that.
The other way to get around, if you have a Keurig, okay. So we're going to talk about that like next week exactly the shayla of it because there's a little bit of metal, there's not metal. Well, what's the shayla if you're chayv in tefillah? But the other two ways to get out of it are either you rely on this Rav Reish, which is if it's plugged in. It's considered part of the house and it's potter. Or you have to have a Jewish electrician or whoever take it apart and a Jewish electrician put it back together. So it has to be put, but it has to be put back together by a person that has to be taken apart in a way that you need an experienced person to put it back together. So if you're taking it apart and you can put it back together, Pashas is not enough. Right? Because that's why I don't understand Rav Lef's heter. Because it's not called breaking the kli. I don't know. But now, the other thing is, the other heter maybe is that you sell it to a goy, like the chametz. Throw it in with the chametz. So why? Because the whole isser is, even though it's ironic in a way, the whole isser of tefillah is that a non-Jewish kli that belongs to a Jew, now that it came to the Jewish Rishos, it needs tefillah. But if it stays in the Goyish Rishos, it doesn't. And you can use it. So it's ironic. You can use the Goyish Kli, but you can't buy the Goyish Kli, because then it needs tefillah. So therefore, we had actually a shiloh on our urn. We have a humongous urn. Like it's a 10-gallon urn over there, in the coffee there. Now, yeah, it's just like a water here. Yeah, it's a huge thing. Now, what that thing is that it's attached in the back to the water. There's a water hose directly from the water line. So it gets refilled all the time. So that is for sure potter and tefillah because it's mamish like a sink. Basically, the water goes straight into there. So that's for sure potter. But the shiloh was until we hooked that up, so was it chayv in tefillah or not?
Most houses have mortgages, so they don't belong to them, they actually belong to the bank.
Unless you had a Jewish bank.
Then you have to go ahead to ask him. We're not going to start with that. So now, nothing, you can't get that. It's like that story, okay?
I'm saying it depends. In California, the bank does own it. It's called a trustee's deed. They own it if you pay off the mortgage. In Florida, they don't own it. It's a judicial state. You own it. They just have a lien against and a right to take it from you, but you're 100% the owner.
You didn't believe in the officials.
What?
The lien is only in the house, not the officials.
You know,
I'm just saying
the story was that there was a Rav who was a big Talmud Chacham, and before he would get involved in any sugya, he would learn through the whole entire Masechta. So he's sitting there, right before he's being Masechta Kedushin, and he wants to finish the whole Masechta's Kedushin before he goes. So they say, Rav, it's getting late. Are you almost finished the Masechta? I mean, everyone's waiting. I'm not done yet. So they say, okay, I mean, you're delaying the whole wedding. Like, let's go. So he says, well, I listen, this is my thing. I always do this. So he says, but can you be Matan Neder? I mean, he says, yeah, I'll be Matan Neder, but then I need to learn the Dharm. So like everything's connected to the next, you know. So
Thursday night.
So so that's the thing with the electric kalim. You could sell it to the guy or whatever, or be tovel it. And there is the kula of the Rav Breish that some are relying on. Okay. One other point is also what happens if let's say you have. Let's say you have a kli which is not made for food at all. Let's say you have like a little like toy or like a knife which is used to cut Play-Doh. And you want to spread your peanut butter with it, whatever. You know, I want to use it for food now, right? So are you mechuyev before you do that use to be tovelet? So the answer is that we paskin basically according to most opinions, you go by the rove. If the majority shimush is not mechayiv tefillah, if you did one odd shimush, then it's potter in tefillah also. So this would be a nafkamina, which actually does come up quite often. I was asked this shayla, is by a person that has like a Swiss Army knife or something like that, right? And they use it for all sorts of different tchotchkes. And all of a sudden they're in a place and they want to use it for food. If that's not the primary purpose of that kli, and it's not used rove times for that, then there's definitely what to rely on that it's not chayiv in tefillah. Majority. Okay, right. So something like that. Now, what? Okay, that's. Let me just see one more thing. Right, now most people know this halacha. That's something which is made up of two materials. You only chayv tefillah if the one which is chayv tefillah is the one that's touching the food. So it has to be that, let's say in our case, if you have metal and wood, it's the metal which is touching the food. However, I want to talk about next week is a lot of different types of combinations. You have a knife, the handle, and the, you know, you have the handle and you have the blade. You have all sorts of different combinations of kalim, like you said, the ceramic inside cup and all that stuff. What's the halacha there? And also, hopefully we'll get to the Keurig and all that, the whole shiloh of the Keurig, because it's a big shiloh that the OU, everyone's busy with trying to figure out the Keurig, the espresso machine, all these machines, you know, what's the halacha on all those things. So hopefully we'll touch on that next week, okay?